Sigmund Wallman's reality test.
It was the summer of 1959 at a resort inn in the Sierra Nevada of Northern California. I had a job that combined being the night desk clerk in the lodge and helping with the horse wrangling at the stables. The owner-manager was Swiss, with European notions about conditions of employment. He and I did not get along. I thought he was a fascist who wanted peasant employees who knew their place. I was just 22, just out of college, and pretty free with my opinion. One week, the employees had been served the same thing for lunch every single day. Two wieners, a mound of sauerkraut, and stale rolls. To compound insult with injury, the cost of the meals was deducted from our paychecks. I was outraged. One Friday night of that awful week, I was at my desk job around 11 p.m., and the night auditor had just come on duty. I went into the kitchen and saw a note to the chef to the effect that wieners and sauerkraut were on the employee menu for two more days. That tore it. For lack of any better audience, I unloaded on the night auditor, Sigmund Wallman. I declared that I had had it up to here, that I was going to get a plate of wieners and sauerkraut and wake up the owner and throw it at him. Nobody was going to make me eat wieners and sauerkraut for a whole week and make me pay for it, and this was un-American, and I didn't like wieners and sauerkraut enough to eat them for one day, for God's sake. And the whole hotel stunk, and I was packing my bags and heading for Montana, where they never even heard of wieners and sauerkraut and wouldn't feed that stuff to pigs, something like that. I raved on this way for 20 minutes. My monologue was delivered at the top of my lungs, punctuated by blows on the front desk with a fly swatter and kicking of chairs and much swearing. As I pitched my fit, Sigmund Wallman sat quietly on his stool, watching me with sorrowful eyes. Put a bloodhound in a suit and tie, and you have Sigmund Wallman. He had good reason to look sorrowful. Survivor of Auschwitz, 3 years. German Jew, thin, coughed a lot. He liked being alone at the night job. It gave him intellectual space, peace, and quiet. And even more, he could go into the kitchen and have a snack whenever he wanted to. All the wieners and sauerkraut he wished. To him, a feast. More than that, there was nobody around to tell him what to do. In Auschwitz, he had dreamed of such a time. The only person he saw at work was me, the nightly disturber of his dream. Our shifts overlapped an hour, and here I was, a one-man party at full cry. Listen, Fulken, listen to me, listen to me. You know what's wrong with you? It's not Venus and Kraut, and it's not the boss, and it's not the chef, and it's not this job. So what's wrong with me? Fulken, you think you know everything, but you don't know the difference between an inconvenience and a problem. If you break your neck, if you have nothing to eat, if your house is on fire, then you've got a problem. Everything else is inconvenience. Life is inconvenient. Life is lumpy. Learn to separate the inconveniences from the real problems. You will live much longer, and you will not annoy people like me so much. Good night. In a gesture combining dismissal and blessing, he waved me off to bed. Seldom in my life have I been hit between the eyes so hard with truth. There, in that late night darkness of Sierra Nevada Inn, Sigmund Wallman simultaneously kicked my butt and opened a window in my mind. For 30 years now, in times of stress and strain, when something has me backed up against the wall and I'm ready to do something really stupid with my anger, a sorrowful face appears in my mind and asks, Fulken, problem or inconvenience? I think of this in the Wallman test of reality. Life is lumpy. And a lump in the oatmeal, a lump in the throat, and a lump in the breast are not the same lump. One should learn the difference. Good night, Sig.